Hello, horny readers, especially my horny sissies. I love feminization fantasies. Many of you fantasize about coerced femme, seduced femme, or magical transformation that renders you indistinguishable from real women. I love talking with you about all the silky, sexy, soft, slutty, curvy details. And although I'll humor you if it's your dream to end up with a pussy in your transformation fantasy, I think the clitty makes the sissy. So, if left up to me, even if you end up rivaling any Victoria's Secret model in every other way, the sissy clitty stays right where it is. I understand blurred lines, but I guess I'm a bit of a purist. No, men don't have to have penises and women don't have to have pussies. See pre or non-op trans folk. But in my view, sissy is a kink, not a medical condition, and one with certain parameters at that. For me, a sissy is technically male. Even if they hardly ever acknowledge it, the sissies I know, if pressed, would confess to identifying as such. Even the girliest of girls in my acquaintance. They may be a beta male, but a male just the same. It's part of what makes their sissy subjugation so titillating that they can be swept far away from their maleness like an unmoored boat on a stormy ocean, but that it's still somewhere there on the horizon to provide the touch of humiliation that keeps them submissive and humble. Think of the sissy clitty as that dot in the distance. It's small and insignificant, but it's there and has meaning that informs everything else around it. I want to reveal your sissy clitty, not conceal it. There's always a humiliation component, however slight, to being one of my sissies. It's one of my favorite aspects, actually. It follows, then, that I would miss being able to coerce you into revealing your sissy clitty if it wasn't there, or displaying it myself. If you're my sissy maid, is it any wonder that I'd want your uniform to be as short as possible as you serve my friends at a party? Even if it's tiny or covered with panties, your little nub makes amusing cocktail conversation. I want to show off my hard work feminizing you with a trip to the beach. Your curves and hairlessness might draw stares, but I can't wait until their eyes drop down to your tiny string bikini bottoms and they do a double take. And if you're servicing cock for me or undergoing sissy strap-on training, I'd get bored simply plumbing the depths of a vagina. It's so much more fun to fuck your ass pussy while your sissy clitty sticks out like a peg or bobbles up and down. You come to me for fantasy. So as I say, I will do my very best to take you where you want to go. If that includes your ending up with a vagina in our femdom phone sex scenario, then a vagina you will have. I just want you to be prepared for what I'll say if you beg me to do what I want with you. Besides, if you want your own in-the-flesh sissification to end up with you having a vagina, then are you sure you're a sissy after all? Hugs and kisses, Miss Rachel, Sissy Clitty Committee Chair.